In a country where everything seems to be for sale for the right price or to the right crony, it seems that UK Steel does not fall into that bracket, because Tata plans to sell its entire UK Steel operation. The news casts doubt over the future of thousands of steelworkers' jobs across the UK. Union leaders have been in Mumbai, India, where the Tata board has met to discuss the company's loss-making UK business. They had been hoping Tata would agree a plan to keep steelmaking in Port Talbot and other UK plants. The other plants that will be affected include Rotherham, Corby and Shotton. Barry Evans from the Community Union urged Tata to be a responsible seller. He said, "We will fight for this plant. We know with support we can make it profitable. We urge any buyer who is looking at us to back us and stick with us, and we will make it profitable." Labour MP Stephen Kinnock, who is with union delegates in India, had urged Tata to hold its nerve in the face of the problems it was facing. Mr. Kinnock was also critical of the government for not sending a minister to lobby the Tata meeting. Plaid Cymru leader Leanne Wood tweeted, "If reports from Mumbai are true, it's devastating. Plaid Cymru wants an assembly recall. All must work together now to save our steel industry." Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn said he was deeply concerned by the news and called on the government to intervene. Tata announced more than 1,000 job cuts in January, including 750 at Port Talbot in South Wales. Thousands of steel jobs have been lost in the last year, with companies blaming cheap Chinese imports and high energy costs. So, where's their bailout, eh, Mr. Osborne? Where's their bailout, or don't you have a friend who's in the steel business?